Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Gilgis Alexander. That's right. Courtesy another sharpshooter, aka courtesy of Johnny Davis. Mm-hmm. In the tradition of JJ Trendick.
Yeah.
Trendick.
I guess Trendick. It's just weird because it sounds like we're just making a compound word just of trend and dick.
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah.
Well,
shout out to that young Canadian man.
Yes, yes. And another Canadian professional basketball player, Andrew Wiggins, has some interesting thoughts on the vaccine. He has chosen. There were some really good Twitter replies about how, you know, shot selection has always been a problem for him. but he has decided not to get the COVID vaccine, which will make it difficult for him to play. So, yeah. I am Jack, you are Miles,
yes.
And here are some things that are trending. Collierville is trending.
Yeah, this is, I think, near Nashville, Tennessee, where, you know, there's, unfortunately, there's a mass shooting at a Kroger. 13 victims, one dead, and the shooter had also died as well. But, yeah, I mean, just like, you always remembering all the different crises we have in this country, and, you know, mass shootings, and the gun control is still one that's just hanging right there, just waiting to be fixed.
Yeah.
On some level.
Just, you know, put it on the pile. Let it ride. You gotta let that thing marinate a little bit.
I don't know how long they're gonna let all of these problems marinate till they just become goo when you open the bag again. You're like, oh, I think I left it too long, and now it's just total chaos. I mean, it is right now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of stories that just suggest we're a long way off, Israel is trending because the $1 billion funding for the Iron Dome defense system that the progressives got taken out of the government funding bill has been passed in a separate piece of legislation. The final vote was 420-9. First time I'm gonna not say nice after.
I mean, look, this, looking at that vote, that's all you need to see. 8 Democrats, 1 Republican voted against the bill, 2 voted present, but 420.
Yeah.
That just shows you that, I mean, regardless of if it's Israel or not, it's more this idea that they would rather fund defense spending if it's not bombs. If it doesn't, again, this is just the military industrial complex just showing its, just smiling in everyone's face, being like, yeah, you know, these people who can never get anything done together, they'll do it for this.
Yeah.
Show me numbers that strong for something that's like a public good.
Right.
Cause you're not going to see it. And I think it's kicked off a lot of talk amongst many people being, you know, especially thinking of where $1 billion could go a long way in the country. But all the time we hear people just haggling over just the most minute details of spending bills or other pieces of legislation that do a public good rather than line the pockets of, you know, defense systems manufacturers.
The Democrats really kind of not doing a great job.
I mean, you know, that same thing. It's like from their perspective, they think that's what people want and that's what people are interested in. And it isn't, you know, watching more and more dollars be thrown away on, you know, tools for violence. I don't know. It's just fucking disheartening. It's hard to like take people seriously. Then when they go and talk about another bill and they're like, yeah, well, you know, like the $2 billion price tag for this, like,
gotta
school
balance the budget.
Yeah. It's just so transparently clear. Like, what is,
yeah,
where the emphasis is.
And then Tom Hanks is trending.
So are all four of these guys, but his is trending the hardest.
Yeah. His is trending the hardest. It is a thing where somebody posted like one of those, you know, one actor and all their movies gotta go. Who do you choose? And the four photographs are of Denzel Washington, Leo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, and Robert Downey Jr. And this, I was like, I was wondering if this was a trick question, like how Robert Downey Jr. was not the clear favorite, but
well,
then,
you know,
I realized.
Yeah,
Marvel, baby.
Yeah, and people even said as much. They're like, I didn't like, you know, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 as much, even though I think he was just the executive producer of that. But, you know, there are a lot of people saying they don't care about Forrest Gump or whatever. And I get that. I just think of like, I like Toy Story. You know what I mean? Like, I can't not have Toy Story.
Big?
Big. And I think that also shows where I'm at, too, because for me, I was like, oh, yeah, Robert Downey, you got to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, there's some Leo movies that I like watching. And for me, I think the hardest thing to say is, like the funny, like, Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder has to go. That pains me. But I don't have as much of an allegiance to the Marvel films. But that's me personally. I don't know.
Some could argue that, you know, if they all disappeared, it wouldn't be the worst thing for the direction of pop culture. And now I have just been my RIP, my mentions, I guess is what I was saying.
Well, you did this to yourself, Jack. You poured the gasoline on yourself, and I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
But a smoke.
You know, like, I don't, Apollo 13, I don't need that. I was so obsessed with Saving Private Ryan when that shit came out when I was like 14, because I was like, oh my God, like, war is actually fucked up and not like fucking cool. Like, it was like, seriously, like, I think watching that opening scene and handle like war violence in that way, like, had a profound effect on me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think of if I could, like, the Leo movies, if I could.
I mean, Titanic would be a tragedy for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know who the Bechdel cast folks would say they would, I think, probably do away with Robert Downey Jr., maybe?
Maybe? Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's just got to be
hard one, huh?
RDJ, man. It's just got to be RDJ.
I was looking at his IMDb, you know, because I was like, I don't want to overstep. I don't want to make sure I'm, like, missing anything. Because, like, yeah, like, he had his movies in the 80s that people, those weren't for me. Like, Doolittle, Sherlock.
I mean, Doolittle's pretty great. Let's
speak
face
for yourself.
speak for animals when I say Doolittle was pretty great. Yeah, I don't know. It's really just all about Marvel stand-em.
Yeah. I get it. Like, if those are your favorite films, like, I'm not going to put fucking Training Day down.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to ride for yours. And I get it. There's no wrong answer. It's just, it's funny to see that Tom Hanks seemed like the most disposable. But I guess if you are younger, you might not care about a lot of those other films. And Toy Story might be the only thing that makes him worth it for you.
His career definitely entered a new, like, I feel like around, what was that movie, Larry Crown, where he was
Thomas Crown Affair?
No. What? There's a movie where Tom Hanks, like, plays a unemployed guy.
When was that from? 2011.
Yeah.
Let me see the poster, because I only remember things based on posters.
It's just riding a moped around.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was this movie about?
Like, nothing. It's a romantic comedy starring Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts.
After losing his job, a middle-aged man reinvents himself by going back to college. Who wrote this? Who was fantasizing as they wrote this script? I must know.
Written by Tom Hanks.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I was just
wow.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay.
And this is my life's work.
Or if we get rid of Tom Hanks, do we never have to see Chet Hanks?
I mean, that's a great question.
Do we do that?
Are we doing like just their movies disappear, or all of their
humanity, their genetic material?
Yeah. DiCaprio seems to be the one who is the most popular or the least trending, which is interesting. People really, really ride for Leo.
Yeah. You know, we're just living in his world, man.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back, and Jen Psaki, or just Psaki.
Psaki, though. That feels good.
Psaki has announced that horsewhipping patrols will be suspended at the border.
Oh, wow. How brave of this administration to be like, oh, God, those pictures look bad. Don't let them hear about our other policy where we're ramping up the repatriation flights. to send people back directly into the fires of hell because these people are seeking asylum from their country of origin. But they're like, yeah, quietly, we'll just fly them out more.
Yeah. So they've decided to use a Trump administration tactic and ramp up the repatriation flights, but they're getting rid of the bad optics. This seems to be the way that politics works these days.
Yeah, it's just shoving all your dirty laundry into a closet before your guests come over.
Yeah.
And like, that's all it is. It's not about doing the laundry. It's not about changing the way you operate and all the stress you cause yourself by panic cleaning at the last moment so people don't realize the squalor that you live in. But yeah, I mean, it's you'd hope for something different from the Trump administration as it relates to asylum seekers, but no, not seeing that.
Tiger King is trending because it's been announced that season 2 of Tiger King will be on Netflix. I don't know what that could be about.
Yeah.
Is it again just going to be Joel McHale watching season 1?
Oh my, wait, what was that?
They were like, at the peak, they were like, new episode with all new like revelations. Yeah. And it was just Joel McHale being like, hey, we're all stuck at home, but I am going to
get a
Zoom interview a bunch of people from the show. It was just a weird, really weird, like he was a weird fit tonally.
Well, I think it's because he had done like his version of The Soup with them,
right?
But like that limited run. And you know how like a lot of these, like all networks or platforms are, like when you're kind of like in the mix, then they just kind of be like, oh yeah, that guy's on speed dial. He's probably up for it.
Yeah.
But they said, they're coming back with it. There's not really much information. All only that they promise, and of course you'd promise this, it'll bring, quote, just as much mayhem and madness as season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So the Tiger King has, you know, at the end of, last we saw him in season 1, he was in prison. Since that time, he has remained in prison. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of mayhem he gets up to.
Yeah. I mean, like, is it him trying to, like, get released from prison early or whatever? I don't know. I mean, until we know, it's all about that other lady who, like, so allegedly killed her husband, Carol Baskin.
Right. Maybe that'll be the focus.
But then, you know, like, watch those headlines so closely that if anything happened, it would have become a headline because people know it'll just get clicks because everyone remembers the first season of Tiger King. So I can't imagine there's shit we never knew.
Right.
But whatever. Just keep on wringing out that old dish rag and see what you can get out of it.
Yeah. The characters from Nick Kroll's Big Mouth will all be making an appearance in this this season.
And I think, the Duke from Bridgerton.
Yay.
Yeah.
Will be not coming all over this.
Could you imagine? They probably would do some shit like that. We're like, dude, it's Reggae Jean giving you his takes on all the fucking episodes from season 2.
I mean, I guess the thing that you could do is just sort of marginalize Joe Exotic and just focus on Doc Antes or whatever.
Oh, Doc Anton.
Anton. Like, that dude was pretty interesting.
Like yeah, that, he looks like he's up to some illegal shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there were enough background characters that it seems like you could like dig into and find weird shit.
But is the appetite there?
You know,
because that thing, when we were about to go into lockdown in March, like I remember those 2 weeks, like when things were sort of like, is it a pandemic? I don't know.
Right.
Some people are calling it that. Like I remember when the trailer came out, we're like, yo, this shit looks fucking bizarrio Dawson. It's all over the place. This dude's like shooting tannerite in a lake and like there's like mullets and tigers and shit. But that aesthetic is being sort of like our Tiger King receptors, I feel like, have been blown out.
Yeah, probably.
So, I don't know and what another hit is gonna do.
It's a period that we do not feel nostalgia for. If anything, we just are running as fast as we can away from that.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if anybody watches that shit. USB-C is trending. The EU is proposing that we make USB-C the universal type of charging port for mobile phones, iPhone included. What does this mean?
There, They're essentially saying like, hey, we want to make it standard that if you have a mobile phone, they all use the same kind of charging cable. There's no lightning. There's all this other shit. So it's basically firing a shot across the bow of Apple saying like, yeah, yeah, we see you making all kinds of these peripheral things and just like making it, and then you change it, and then your people have to spend more money. They're like, let's just make a fucking standard charging port.
Right.
So I think a lot of people like in the tech world and stuff are more so commenting like, you know how Apple does. They're never just going to do something standard like everyone else. If anything, they'll get rid of the fucking port and make everyone do MagSafe like they're like, you know, they're wireless charging shit.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah, I
believe that.
Europe loves to pick a fight with big tech.
Yeah.
They just love to just
I love it.
Yeah. Fuck you. We've seen massive megalomaniacs come and go in our time. You guys can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Okay, lightning cable. Yeah. Say what's up to Mussolini for me.
Yeah. And then finally, somebody named Gerson Rosas is trending, as well as the Minnesota Timberwolves. In days past, the Wolves fired their head of basketball operations, and the timing was kind of weird and sudden. Like, it was weird that they fired him after letting him like do the, you know, trade period and the draft. And as it turns out, the Wolves recently found out that he was having a affair with like a team staff member, and they were like doing it even though he's married, and then
he's
also
like sloppy with it.
Yeah. Sloppy with it. So that's just, you know, I'm just looking for any NBA story to distract from the Ben Simmons, garbage.
Yeah, or the Omni crisis that is living on Earth in this year of our Lord 2021.
Yes. Yes,
I mean, you know, they're pointing to the fact that it really had nothing to do with, because mostly they're looking at the fact that a lot of people were also uncomfortable because it was so out in the open.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever worked with people who were out in the open with their infidelity. That shit is a nightmare to be around, especially when the partner comes through and you got to act like you're going to hold the coworker down and not fucking say anything.
Right.
And you guys be like, oh, trip, oh my god, and he's like, what the fuck is this shit? He was making out with her at the Super Bowl party in front of everyone.
There that went down at one of my old workplaces, and one of my coworkers like walked in on them making out in the stairwell.
What are you supposed to do? Put you in such a weird spot. You gotta be like, oh shit, y'all too? Okay. Yeah. That's weird. Does your wife know? Forget it. All right. I didn't see anything.
Does your wife know?
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's just such a, I hate having to like keep people's secrets. You know, like I remember like when I was like a teenager, you know, you'd have friends who'd be like wilding out and like, yo, don't tell my girl. Don't tell my girl. Like, I got you. But then you're like, it's the worst kind of secret keeping you can do. And it just causes too much stress.
Yeah.
Because I believe in karma. And if I was in a similar situation, I would like to be, you know, made told, aware of the truth.
Yeah, it's like, here, let me hold that very heavy weight for you.
Right.
Yeah, don't do it. All right, that's going to do it for us this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.